Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And a very good morning. The Saturday morning after my birthday. I have been so excited all week. And just saying thank you, God. For being just so gracious unto me. And thank you all very much for the love, the outpour of love. Hey, Rade. The Monday before, there were activities. The Tuesday, the Wednesday. Wednesday also happened to be my daughter's birthday, 28th June. Demi, happy birthday to you. Belated one. Wednesday, I still had, you know, a lot of celebrations. Then Thursday, then yesterday. Oh, God. Nicolina suspended. She says that, Adam, select two people so that we can hang out with. Colina, you should increase the number to 4. Then we can have business. But I'd like to say thank you to everybody who took out time to celebrate me, to send me a message and all that. I'm still responding to the messages, especially the ones on WhatsApp. I think I still have about 200 and something more to go. So I will respond to every single one of them. Thank you so much. I appreciate the love. But let me welcome all of you to Home Affairs right here. We are live on Joy 99.7 FM. My name is Adam Knight Tay. And I simply love doing this. The feedback we get is overwhelming. That's what propels us. It energizes us. It pushes us. Just knowing that what we do here every day impacts your home positively. We pray for God's enablement to continue to do more. And this month, we're excited to start our single series. We're dedicating the whole month to having conversations about being single and preparing for marriage. And we are going to crown it with, you know, with an event. By next week, we would have cooked it properly. And then when we come on air, we will announce to you. And then you can start making arrangements to be there. You will need to register because the numbers are going to be limited. So once we announce it and you want to be there, you will have to quickly follow through with the registration so that you don't get turned away when the time comes. But we're excited about this month, and our prayer and our hope is that by the time we are done, you would be blessed if you're single, and you will also be able to make some very sound decisions when it comes to settling down and having a good marriage. Let me remind us that Home Affairs is brought to us by Amasha Partners Limited and iCare. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. Dano Milk, choose tasty milk, choose nourishment, choose Dano Milk. Dano Milk, just go for it. And Sankofa Natural Spices, Didiye. As we journey along, I will tell you a bit more about them, share their contacts with you so that you can contact them and also look out for the products to help you live better lives. So our topic for this morning is, why do I keep attracting the wrong people? Why do I keep attracting the wrong people? And this is stemming from conversations that we have had. I think about a couple of weeks ago, Daniela and I were somewhere. And, you know, it came up. We're having conversations here and there. And then, once, you know, I mean, you're seeing, no matter what circumstances it is, conversations around the home and the family comes up. And then this young lady walks up to us and says that, look, she doesn't know why she keeps attracting wrong people. And I was trying to understand what that meant. So she says, look, this year alone, she has tried to be in relationships like 4. And they all don't turn out well, in the sense that she thinks she's a good girl, you know, so she will do what she has to do, be there for you, be nice and all that. Some way, somehow, the people just turn around and disappoint her. There was one that she said, as for that one, they even went home, like just 2 weeks into the relationship, the guy thought that, look, I'd found the woman I want, went home, introduced her to her parents, and they seemed to have a good relationship. All of a sudden, he just started developing cold feet. You visit him, he's giving you attitude, you call him, he won't return your calls and all that. And at the time, she felt like her heart was beginning to go because this particular one took her home just 2 weeks after they met, you know. And that also didn't turn out well. And a couple of others. Then another person jumped in. This one is a guy. And said that, look, he believes that relationship these days is just by luck. Because it doesn't look like there's any formula or there's anything you will do to be able to have a good relationship or attract the right person. Being with somebody and it's ending up to be a good one is just by chance. And so now you just try, and that ends it. Then another person says, right now, when you're going into a relationship, you have to go in with your head. Until you're married and maybe have gone like a year or two and you have a child, don't assume that you are in love or the person loves you or the person is the right person, because some marriages even end after 6 months. So you should go in with your head and not necessarily want to pour all your heart and all that into it. So the conversation went on and on and on, and then I thought that, look, why don't we have a conversation around it so that everybody else will be able to benefit? Why do people keep attracting the wrong people? What do we do wrong? What happens? And we will delve into that. Reading around it, one of the things that came up very strongly that I saw, and I'm not sure if it's actually the case that some people attract wrong people, or most people attract wrong people, because they themselves have low self-esteem. Could that really be the case? We will delve into it. And my guests are seated and ready. Reverend Kofi Boateng Esquire. He's not here as a lawyer, but a family life counselor. And that's what he always does when he comes on Home Affairs. Kofi, good morning.
Good morning, Adam. Good morning to the listeners. And belated birthday greetings again.
Thank you. And I have Kobna Atabedu. Kobi, are you wearing like, glasses properly for sight, or it be dark?
Both.
Kobi is looking all guy this morning. You should check him out on Facebook.
Very fashionable.
Well, I tell you, we're live on Facebook at Joy997 and also on YouTube. So Kobi is a relationship enthusiast. Those of you who say you don't understand, go and check it out. He believes in thriving relationships and will have conversations around it, offer advice to it, and he is happy when he sees that your relationship is thriving. So he is enthusiastic about thriving relationships. It is a thing, those who were arguing. So, and then we'll have Phoebe on Zoom. We will get on to Phoebe as well very soon. Phoebe is sweet like that, you know. When you call her, means how many hours difference? You have to wake up in the US and join us, and she never says no. Phoebe, thank you very much for joining us. I will be back for us to start this conversation in just a little while.
Fortified with Nutri-V, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, calcium, and iron, for your baby's healthy growth. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. This advert is FDA approved.
Here you go, dear.
Mom, you didn't add milk.
No need to. Taste and see why.
Wow, but how?
Is it milky?
Very.
Is it creamy?
Yes.
That's Milo all-in-one for you. It's so milky, eh? I don't need to add more milk.
I love it, Mommy.
Give your kids all-in-one. It's truly milky and rich in calcium. Milo, energy to go further. Milo. This advert is FDA approved.
Sankofa
Mamba chow me pee me ba sesie.
Wo hu se me ye aduane wo se me kokuru maba. Akaga tru ni garlic na ma wo hu egu asanga no.
Chima ya na me hyehye me nsa. Me mpese bebubu.
Spices. Omia, e natural.
Eno. Na be din sina, abele wemu na nyim da.
Manka sa no ho. Me so ontu akaga tru na garlic nfa mam. Na wemu na nyim da me yo.
Me twala ndem bi so. Wo chu spices wo. Asanga
me pe me bi bia natural.
Anti sankofa natural spices. Anti nka. Also in the Maranka, some people made the natural tea. Some proper natural spices. And none of you soup. And chilling him. Preservative tea. And young person, you come out for dinner. What do you get? Cacadu and Catin Catin, Bracket, or yet the electric beer.
Some proper natural spices.
So I'm not drunk at that. It will be dominant to this year. This year, this year, this year, membre.
May I be natural?
Sankofa natural spices. Proudly Ghanaian.
And Kratui FDA Apendo.
My people, Fila Deo. Our very own Adansi Travels is 10 years old.
Hey. Wow. Hey.
I hope you remember what they did on their 5th anniversary with a 555 figure and even the power of 8.
Then this will be a 10 days thing.
That is right. We are going on a 10-day adventure in Dubai on a chartered Emirates flight full of Adansi travelers from 10th to 19th August. And starting from $1,650, you can be part of this Adansi-licious 10th anniversary tour. The rate covers flight, hotel accommodation, breakfast, visa, airport transfer, tours, and Adansi at 10 mega party at Dubai Desert Camp with the legendary Samini.
Adansi Travelers Tour. It survived the 10th anniversary. That will be a part.
You can pay a minimum of $500 to book your seat and pay the rest till 15th July. Contact Adansi Travels now on 0595-500-817 or 055-631-0404 to book your spot now. Adansi Travels, fuel life's beauty.
Thank you very much for staying with us. If you're just joining us, this is Home Affairs.
And support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Today we are starting our single series and we are talking about how do I keep attracting the wrong people. Okay, I'm on to you now. Oh, Phoebe, sitting pretty.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you? Apparently, they said I posted you to the US, but you are actually in somewhere in what? Africa here?
I'm in Botswana.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. And yes, she, when I'm supposed to work out, take it like that.
Yes, take it.
I sent you to God's own country. Great. So, why do we keep attracting the wrong people? Who do I start with? Let me start with you, Phoebe. Okay. You are the lady in the room.
So much. Hello, gentlemen. Happy belated
birthday.
Hi,
Phoebe. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Well, you know, there are so many reasons why we attract the wrong person, and it always starts with us. The information we have, the way we feel about ourselves, also the community that we find ourselves in. And it's just literally, if you have a low appreciation of who you are, you tend to pick people who will not, you know, fulfill your needs, a person who will not understand, you know, who you are, your personality, your character traits. So you find that sometimes a person picks someone who's opposite of themselves, hoping that that person's positive traits or the traits they admire will rub off on them. Or they pick someone who's broken because they want to fix that person because they are probably working on themselves. Another reason why people struggle is because they have the wrong understanding of how a relationship works, the dynamics with which a relationship works, or they have experienced trauma in the past. And so they are unable to, they are unable to connect with someone in a healthy way, you know, create a healthy connection with that person. So there's so many reasons why that happens. And with individuals, with singles, I always say start with yourself. And you have to try and do a self-assessment, figure out what is actually going wrong, because you are the one doing the choosing. And the question is, what lens are you using to select that person? And what kind of understanding information have you received so that you keep selecting the wrong person?
Okay. The bit about, you know, the self-esteem. Bit about the self-esteem is what, I mean, true to an extent, I think, but I find that debatable as well, you know. I mean, you could have all the self-esteem you should have in the world and still realize that somebody could present themselves in a very pretentious way, you understand? And along the line, you realize that, wow, I attracted the wrong person. Isn't that something
That can also happen where obviously the person presentation of themselves, a false presentation of themselves. However, you know, the truth of the matter is when we meet a new person and we get wrapped up in them and we have all these feelings, sometimes what happens is we are not able to think clearly about the decision that we're making and see them objectively as who they are. That's why going into a relationship, starting a relationship with someone, you need to have a sort of ground, a foundation from which you start making your decisions. You start assessing, looking at the person as objectively as possible and weigh them against the kind of person that you're actually looking at being with. What's it called? And juxtaposing it with the person that you are. So it's not just about, okay, I meet person X and he's so attractive. He's so charismatic. He speaks well. He cares for my needs. He calls me all the time. But instead of just leaning on those superficial characteristics or looking only at those things, I need to also step back and say, okay, but what are his values? What is his worldview? What are his future plans? What does he really want to do with his life? And start taking a more investigative approach when you meet that person. And the reason why I said that, it also depends on how you feel about yourself, because if you do value the person that you are, you give yourself that latitude and that time to actually, look at the person as objectively and as honestly as possible, because you are the one who is, going to be in a relationship with that person.
Okay. Let me come to the studio and ask, following up from, what Phoebe and I were discussing. At what point do you realize that you have attracted the wrong person? Because it usually would start well. You would be attracted to the person physically in a way and might want to progress. So when do you now realize that, oops, I am with the wrong person? And my next question will be, who is the wrong person?
Thank you. That is where it has to start from. What is your definition of the wrong person? Because the fact that you may not want the person or it didn't work out doesn't mean the person is the wrong person.
Mm. For you.
For you. And then the next thing is, do you even know yourself? And that is where it always has to start from. Who are you? What do you believe in? What do you stand for? What are your value systems? Because your value systems will determine who you yoke with. The Bible always tells us that do not be unequally yoked. So once you know who you are, it will determine who you yoke with. If you know you don't like lying and the person is a habitual liar, it won't work. And that would define who you are. Knowing who you are temperamentally would also determine who you choose. Because if you're a very hot-headed person and you go for a hot-headed person, your home is going to be a Tom and Jerry. And it won't work. That is why God has made it such that normally you would attract the opposite. The self-esteem bit comes in when you have a low self-esteem, a low perception of yourself. So because of that, you would accept anything that gives you some form of validation. Then there's the element of the phases of the relationship. Initially, it will be exciting, it will be all flowery, all the butterflies will be flying. But in time, you settle down to reality. Now, when you settle down to reality, that is when your eye clear. Then you begin to see the weaknesses of the person. And that is when you have to ask yourself, can I compromise on these ones? Or can I live with them?
Even if they don't ever change.
Even if they don't change. And those are the red flags we always see.
True.
And we ignore till it gets late and we are bitten.
I see.
So, may I?
Yes, but so, Kobe, it is seeming as though there isn't a wrong person. That wrong person is only from your perspectives.
That wrong person will be wrong for you, but will be the best for someone else.
Okay. Yes, Kofi, please.
So, Adam, basically, we attract what we project.
Okay.
So, if you project low self-esteem, self-pity, you may attract a sympathizer and not a lover. Because the person may just come around and show care and concern, and you may mistake that for love and think that they're the right person for you. But eventually, when you get to know the real them, you realize that this is not the person that I want to be with. Again, at what point do you find out that this is the wrong person, in quote?
Mm-hmm.
When you were fake, you were not authentic, you were not genuine, you projected something that you're not, and that attracted them to you. Maybe you exaggerated your finances, your even your physical appearance. I mean, you know, these days people do things. There are even men who wear six packs.
Yes.
Body, what do you call it? So if people are attracted to you because of you projecting something that you're not, eventually they get to know the real you, and then either they run away or you would leave them because they are not responding to you or reacting to you the way they used to when they thought you were someone else. Then again, sometimes it's a matter of the circles in which we operate. Because we operate in a particular area, we attract people from that, only that particular area or that particular, I'm tempted to say jurisdiction.
Okay.
But because we don't expand our network,
our worldview.
You know, for instance, if you're a church person and that is what the only place you go to, you may only attract a certain kind of people. I'm not saying church people are bad, but of course, there could be other potential suitors out there in other environments.
True.
If we were to expose ourselves to those environments. So generally, it is what we, how we carry ourselves, what we let people see about us. Some people have personal issues that they haven't dealt with. Maybe you were abused in your previous relationship, and so, or you were some, your, there was unfaithfulness in your previous relationship, and as a result you hold a lot of mistrust for men or women. These may show, and as a result you may only attract people that tend or may appear to sympathize with you because of what you went through, or you project an impersonal persona which makes it difficult for people to actually show affection to you because you want to be tough and you build walls and they can't really get through to you. So the only people that you attract are people who can actually condone or are able to relate to you based on who you project. So eventually when they get to know who you are, or they think that you don't need love, you don't need affection because you come across as this person who is so tough and who, you know, doesn't give a damn about anything. And so you don't get a love that you're looking for, and that will frustrate you. So these are some of the things that cause people to attract who we call the wrong people. Coming to who the wrong person is, as Kobe has said, they may be right for other people but wrong for you. Or they may be wrong for you because that is not what you're looking for. What they bring to the table is not what or who you're looking for.
I see. Interesting. This
and I always use this analogy. Insects are attracted by what is around them. Now, are you a flower or you are a bunch of rotten mangoes? They would all attract. So if you don't position yourself, or you don't project some what you want to attract, you'd always get an attraction, and it will not be what you are looking for. And that is a mistake we make.
Okay. Granted. So, especially so, if I want to take it from Kofi's point that we attract what we project, right? And not everybody projects, you know, fakeness, if I should put it that way. There are some people who will always show you their true selves. This is who they are. But then there could be this person who is looking at you you have something that, okay, let me just try to use names. So Amma is being her true self. This is who she is, right? She probably loves to, I mean, this is who she is. And there's something about her that Kwame probably has seen and likes one particular thing about her. So it could be that it is this Kwame who is pretending the whole time to love you or to like you as a full package, when in actual fact, there is just one thing they are attracted to. And by the time she is realizing, okay, you were the one who was being fake and not them. How about that?
So how do you even bring the fakeness? You can be as authentic as who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a good side and a bad side.
Okay.
Most of the time, we see the good side from afar. It's when we get closer.
No, we start.
So in Fanti, we always say that one who feds oboko, utsumban zobasan. Because you can only see the beauty from afar. It is when you get closer that you identify the person's character. And when you get closer to the person, you identify the person's character.
And this is in the case of both male and
female. It is, yes, both sexes. The character is what will now become repulsive. Sometimes it may not just be about you, the person, but about your environment.
But Kobe, sometimes people are targeted.
Mm-hmm.
People are targeted sometimes.
Yeah.
I want you, and they know the things you like.
Mm-hmm.
They know what you're attracted to. They know what will make you want to breathe. And they will go in that direction because you are a target.
No. In that instance, clearly, you can see that the person has an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a relationship.
But you ended up attracting that person because in your mind, you thought that you had found somebody good.
No, you didn't attract the person. The person picked you up. Uncle Ebo did a program
you
once.
You got attracted to whatever it is that they were picking on because that is what you would love.
So
Uncle Ebo, such a person.
Uncle Ebo did a program once and what he said was that
mm-hmm.
sometimes men think that they pick the woman. It is the other way around. It's the woman who picked them. So you can have someone
mm-hmm.
who would decide that this girl is from a rich home and I want to go and leech.
Yes.
So the person will target you.
Mm-hmm.
The person would have researched,
mm-hmm.
known what you like and what you don't like.
Thank you.
And would deliberately, obviously, that person didn't come for a relationship. When we say we are picking the wrong person, we are not, because people like this, they come with an agenda to leave.
No.
And they'll just show you what you want to see, just to get what they want, and they check out.
And here is the thing. Here's the complexity around this. I got attracted to what they were showing me.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
I got attracted to it and thought that, oh, wow, this is it. So how am I able to fish out such pretense?
Oh, okay. Those ones,
how am I able to fish out such pretense? Mm-hmm. Let me go to Phoebe. I'll come back to you. Phoebe.
Yes, Adam.
You understand where we are going with this?
Yes, I do.
How do I know that I am attracting the wrong person here? Because you showed me everything that I would have loved.
You see, I think sometimes we underestimate the power of authenticity. I believe that people can only be fake for so long. And that's why, we were also saying that, you know, in the beginning, one of the things that catches, or should I say, the main thing that catches a lot of us when we get attracted to someone is, you know, the superficial things, the way they treat you, the way they look, the way they smile, the tone of voice. But for you as the person, you need to, especially looking at the kind of scenarios that come up where somebody can actually project a false image of themselves, you have to be ready and you have to be willing to go deeper. Yes, people can put up a false image of themselves for a long time, but you have to persevere. You have to be persistent and say that, no, I want to really get to know this person. Now, when we say we want to get to know someone, it doesn't just stop at what they tell me or what they show me. It also depends on the communication that I have with the people around him. Who are his friends? who are his family members. You need to talk to them. You need to get to know the environment that he's also been raised in. A lot of times people can't keep up the pretenses when it comes to, you know, other people around them. That is where you're able to get a lot of information about who the person is. I know that back in the day, when you said two people wanted to get married, the families would go so far as to make inquiries. Okay, where is he from? Where is she from? What kind of diseases have they had in the family and all those things? And I mean, recently now we try and do things by ourselves. We try to find out information by ourselves. And you have to go the extra mile. Get to know the person within their context, not just the isolated themselves. If you are with someone who seems to say, oh, you know, I can't take you home. I can't let you meet my family. Oh, my friends are not around. And they keep presenting themselves as a single person, then you really have to tag that as a red flag. That means that they're trying to keep information from you, or they don't want you to get to know them completely and fully as who they are. So it's one thing to get to know the person one-on-one, but it's another thing to go further and say, no, I want to know your background. I want to know the context of your upbringing. I want to know who your community is. I want to know who your family is. And I want to talk to them and get to know who you are from that perspective, so that you are not just blinded by what they present to you. Because like you're saying, people can just put up fronts and then you could get, you know, your heart broken.
Right. Kobe, before I come to you, Kobe, I'm sure you have thoughts to share.
Add to what Phoebe has said, it's time, and patience. We shouldn't rush into relationships. And we need to be able to also set boundaries. You said, I think at some point you said that maybe there was something that attracted you, them to you. What is it that they want? Is it your money? Is it sex? Is it your status in society? Only time will be able to reveal what their true intentions are. And so let's not rush. Get to know people. Be patient. A lot of people are maybe the fear of being alone or societal pressures or even personal pressures on themselves. I need to be married at this point. I'm 30, I need to be married. Or society is saying that, oh, you're 30 and your biological clock is ticking. Okay. Or you're a man. What kind of a man is not stays single at 40? And so on and so forth. So all of these pressures bear on us. So as soon as we meet someone, we're in a hurry to in quote, settle down because we're expected to do so or because we think it's time to do so. But we need to take our time, get to know people. If somebody wants sex, for instance, and you tell them that there shall be no sex until we get married, I mean, how many men will be that patient to wait to just to, you know, get married to you and sebi, get in your pants and then what, walk away? So, yes, set boundaries, be patient, and give time the opportunity for you to get to know who people really are.
Phoebe said something which is very profound. And I think it's time we went back to that practice. The practice of checking out the backgrounds of families and potential suitors. Because you find out that sometimes you can see a trend in a family. And if only we had been patient enough to check out the backgrounds of families, you'd find out that the person will not be suited for you. Or you find out a trend that if it happened with a grandmother and happened with a mother, and it is likely to happen with a daughter. Or if it happened with a grandfather and it happened with a father, it is likely to happen with a son. And once you see the trend, you ask yourself, can I cope with this? And you check out. And you see, the thing is that in this time when we don't even do the investigation, that's the first thing. But for those who have to or try to do the investigation, you are not likely to be successful in that investigation because your judgment will always be impaired by your emotions. It will always take someone who is emotionally not connected to be objective and to find out. And I think my advice would be, if you find someone you are seriously considering, find a trusted friend or relative for the person to do the due diligence for you. Nowadays, you can't trust friends. So the friend that you will send to go and do it for you is likely to go and backstab you and take the person from you. So find a trusted relative and let them do some due diligence. Mm-hmm. A few questions. People can be very evasive. When you start asking questions, where did you go to school? Who were your mates? And the person is not able to show mates here, this one is here. Because most of the time, once you start going to the mates, you would know when the how the person was like when he was in school. So I have, there's one instance where a guy was checking out on someone. And when he asked the work colleague, oh, do you know this person? The person burst out laughing. Why? Because when they were in school, the lady was called Mattress. And as soon as he said, oh, Mattress, finish.
Okay, I have a disagreement more with Kobe.
Okay.
I think it's unfair to judge people by the actions of their parents or grandparents. So, for instance, if you meet someone and you go and do your background checks and you find out that their father was divorced, and because of that, you would not marry someone because there's a potential that they too will be divorced. I think it's unfair to them. And then again, there was something else that you said.
Aaron.
Yeah.
As a spiritual man, you should rather. You
see, no, but it is even in that same spiritual vein that I support him.
Mm-hmm.
That because my grandfather was like this and my father was like this, at that point, maybe I have taken steps spiritually
exactly.
to break whatever it is.
So and then, you shouldn't so judge the question is, and then also the past of people. Somebody was called Mattress when they were in school. Maybe they were sleeping around. It doesn't mean that
they're still doing it.
Maybe they've changed. I mean, there are people who have married prostitutes and it doesn't mean that when they got married, they will still go out and prostitute. So as long as you know where they are coming from and it's acceptable to you, I think you can make do with the people that we
the caveat was evasion. Because if
they didn't tell you about their past.
Exactly.
Evasion also because sometimes...
It's not everything you want to know. Exactly. They've moved on.
But this is where I will... I think that I will
old
go
habits
with
die
Kofi.
Hard, eh?
I will go with Kofi on
old
the
habits
point...
Die hard.
On the point of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is because of these things that we will require all the time to be able...
To do the due diligence.
Exactly. Yeah. And be sure of what we are getting.
And get to know people for who they are now.
That is
but
important.
But writing them off before because they came from family A or have done... You know, their great-great-grandfathers have done this before. I agree that wouldn't be fair to them. But if you give it time, you will know whether they are necessarily manifesting that character or not.
There's madness in the family because somebody in the family had some mental issues or some
electrical tools.
Yes. So you see, when you take your time,
because of that, your children will be mad.
So back in the day, when they do that, it is not just the fact that someone was mad that they act on.
Mm.
They go in to find out what happened. It could be a medical condition that runs.
Or just mental health issues.
Mental health issue, but it
that you could have inherited.
Genetic. It could be genetic. It is one of the reasons why, for example, inter-family marriages are not encouraged. Okay. Because if it is genetic and you marry from within the family, you are only perpetuating it.
Okay.
So they always say that you marry outside of your family.
So we should check the psychiatric record.
Yes, it is important.
All right.
Wait a second.
Come stop it. We're having a very interesting conversation in the studio. And if you know somebody who is single and searching, please tell them this month is for them on Home Affairs because we're going to have all of these conversations. Now I am thinking about what time or when do you have to start looking so hard? When do you have to start looking so hard? And Yum Vita infant cereal with milk is fortified with Nutri-V, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, iron, and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in three delicious flavors, maize and wheat, rice and wheat variants, and in three unique pack sizes, 50 gram, 400 and 350 block bottom pouch. You get the pack size that best suits your family needs. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. And enrich your breakfast with the nourishing goodness of Dano Milk Cool Cow Instant Powdered Milk. The rich taste of Dano Milk makes a perfect combination with your tea, oats, cocoa, and others to give you that great tasting breakfast you've always desired. And Dano Milk Cool Cow is fortified with vitamin A. And it's also a good source of protein and nutrients such as vitamin B12 and iodine to help keep you nourished and strong always. Dano Milk is affordable in a shop near you. Choose Dano Milk today for your nourishment and build your strength. Dano Milk, go for it. This advert is FDA approved. And for your eye care challenges, look no further. Amasha Partners Limited and Eye Care has it all. Your eyes deserve the best care and quality designer eyeglasses. That's why Amasha Partners and Eye Care undertake the following services. Supply of designer frames, sight testing, supply of lenses, sunglasses, contact lenses, ophthalmologist in attendance, and general treatment. Places to find them. La Opsa Trade Fair, Sprinters, adjacent ICGC Community 18 Junction, McCarthy Hill, there, opposite Benji Lodge, North Kanishi, Swan Lake, opposite Green Hand Junction. At Chimota, you can find them inside the Dinsua Plaza on the second floor. Takrade, Axim Road, opposite CBG Bank, Ho, opposite Housing Junction, Kumasi at the airport's roundabouts, Kolebu, opposite ECG, and Kofuri Dua, they are at the Central Hospital Road. And when you go to Tema, look for them inside the Meridian Plaza, that is in Community 1. Contact 0302-939850. 0302-939850 or 0302-778827. 0302-778827. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And yay, are you thinking of where to go this coming summer? Adansi Travels brings you a combo experience as you explore the finest city in Africa, Kigali, and continue to enjoy the glamour and the fun in Dubai. These 10 days trip have all you need for a fantastic summer holiday experience you have always wanted. Saba Reflection at the Genocide Museum in Kigali, the bustling nightlife in Kigali, the site of the marvelous architecture in Dubai, and the comfort and luxury at the various hotels, the buffet breakfast, and above all, the fun-filled Adansi Attend Party with performances from Samini at the Dubai Desert is too good to miss. Get to experience all of these at a cool rate of $1,650, covering flight, hotel, visa, transport, and many others. Departures from Accra 11th, 13th, and 25th August. It's your choice to choose which date works for you. Book your slot now visiting adansitravels.com or call 055-631-0404 or 055-264-8267. Numbers again, 055-631-0404 or 055-264-8267. Adansi Attend, it's a vibe. Book now to feel the beauty of life with Adansi. And the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, in collaboration with UNIDO, with funding support from European Union, is organizing the maiden edition of the Wacom Maiden ECOWAS exhibition in Ghana under the West African Competitiveness Program. Over 100 MSMEs operating in the processed fruits, cassava, and cosmetic sectors will showcase their products and services from the 29th of June through to today, the 1st of July. The event is ongoing at the forecourt of Accra Metropolitan Assembly Office Complex. Please pass by today and follow to patronize high-quality products from the ECOWAS sub-region. Wacom Made in ECOWAS exhibition, enhancing intra-regional trade to empower local industries. And Once again, Yum Vita instant cereal with milk is fortified with Nutri-V, which contains 16 essential vitamins and minerals, including zinc, iron, and calcium to aid in baby's healthy growth. It comes in three delicious flavors, maize and wheat, rice and wheat variants, and in three unique pack sizes, 50 gram, the 400, and the 350 block bottom pouch. Get the pack size that best suits your family needs. Yum Vita, a delicious way to grow. So this has been Home Affairs. We are talking about how to, you know, why people keep attracting wrong people. And, you know, some thoughts that have been shared around the table will be that, look, sometimes it's you're supposed to be asking yourself some questions, you know, how do you feel about yourself? And we also wanted to find out, so who is this wrong person and what do you stand for? You have to ask yourself those questions. What are your value systems? All of these will help you to shape who you are attracting. We learned that people have low perceptions of themselves. So if you have low perceptions of yourself, or when you feel like your time is ticking, okay, I have been around, I'm 30, I'm a woman. So whoever comes along and shows their teeth and smiles a little bit, you're okay, you're not looking for whatever it is behind that smile. A man, you're 35 going on 40, society is chastising you because of that. Any lady who comes smiling, you're ready. It just could be that, look, you're putting yourself up for the wrong relationship. And then we also learned here that we attract what we project. So whatever image you're projecting yourself, most likely, right, that is what you will be attracting. When you go telling people that, as for me, I'm a nobody, you may end up attracting nobodies. And so you will have to be careful what you're projecting of yourself. And yeah, I like it when Kofi said that you may end up attracting a sympathizer instead of attracting a true lover. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And sometimes the wrong person could just be from your point of view. You know, that person could actually be good, but maybe because of what you have set out to look for, you end up realizing that this person is wrong. And one of the things we can do, and that's what I want us to talk about now, to curb getting in with the wrong person, is not rushing into a relationship.
Exactly.
And thinking that you have arrived. Set boundaries for yourselves and give it time. Then I am asking, you know, when relationships start, right? The person is texting you. The person is calling you. They're sending you little things here and there. Look, those things, it doesn't matter your age. Even if you're 50 and you start getting attracted to somebody, the text messages, the phone calls, you'll still be expecting them and you're excited about them. So my question is, at that point, you're not thinking about how negative or how incorrect these people could be, right? At what point in time should you start looking beyond the butterfly feelings and start looking further? Daniela, we have some messages. You could share them with me. But then at what point in time should we start saying that, okay, I think I like this person. I think I am excited about being with this person. But if I am excited and I like them, then I will have to start going beyond my excitement and start knowing them better, so that it doesn't end up that I'm with the wrong person. At what point in time should we start doing this?
So that is why relationships have stages. It starts off as a platonic relationship. Then you get closer and you start to date. Then you court before you marry.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get to the point where you begin to think about tomorrow and a future with a person, that is the time you start asking yourself those questions.
Okay, great. Yes, Kofi.
So at some point, you may have to have a serious conversation. And this is a conversation that you have at either at the restaurant table or at the dining table, looking at each other in the eye and start asking questions. What are your goals? Where do you see yourself the next 5 years? Is marriage a thing for you? Do you like children? Do you, you know, ask very important things that are important to you. Spirituality, you know, what do you think about church? What do you think about this? You know, what do you, I mean, a lot of things are very personal, so I can't give too many examples, but you know what your values are. You know what your standards are. You know what principles are important to you. So ask questions around those things. It is true. Some people can lie just because they want to be with you. But again, even as they lie, you can still, if you're led, you can still see through their lies, and time will give them up.
And I also want to believe that depending on your agenda for having those conversations, if it is not just making conversations for the sake of it, then you're looking for answers.
Exactly.
And so you are able to even fish out the pretense from their responses to you.
Exactly.
Because you went in with a certain mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a very interesting twist to all of this. But let me hear Phoebe's thoughts on... Phoebe, let me hear your thoughts on the time bit, and then I will ask my twist.
I think that before you start getting excited, you should be serious. I think before you start catching feelings, ask the hard questions. Don't wait for your judgment to be impaired to now start saying, okay. Because even if he's telling you that, actually, you know, I don't believe in monogamy, I may not be faithful in this relationship, your mind is already, oh, I love this guy so much. He's so handsome. He makes me feel so good. You are not thinking, oh, let me think practically about this. Let me have a clear head. Have the hard conversation first. You have to be very honest, you have to protect yourself. And you have to know that human beings can be very deceptive and very shifty. That is the truth. And also, you as a person, it's so important to know who you are. It's so important to break yourself down. Okay, like Kofi was saying, on a spiritual aspect, what is your belief system? When it comes to emotions, what is your belief system? When it comes to interpersonal relationships, when it comes to family, extended family, how do you want to relate to them? When it comes to children, do you want to have children? How many children do you want to have? When it comes to business, career, what is the kind of setup that you envision for your future? What kind of home do you want to have? I don't think that we should have a casual or a cavalier attitude when we are dealing with the opposite sex, especially when we're considering having a lasting relationship. I think that we have to start being serious from the get-go, because people come from all sorts of different backgrounds with all sorts of different perceptions and ideologies. And you don't want to be so far gone emotionally to start saying, hey, okay, right, I need to start asking you some questions. By then, maybe you've done the knocking, you've done the engagement. And you know, that's, I hear this a lot. It was the day of our wedding that I realized, oh my goodness, I probably make a mistake. But we've invited so many people, so I can't cancel it. Or, hey, he's met my family, so I don't know if I can go back to them and say that I've changed my mind. So by then, there's so much pressure on you to fulfill your, you know, vows, even though at that time you should be able to cut it off if you have misgivings. But because you've gone so far into the process of saying that, okay, I'm sure about this person, meanwhile you weren't, so that now when you start having doubts, you can't even back up anymore. So start with the hard things. Get the answers early. Don't wait till it's too late, and try and compromise on your standards because you want to make it work.
I actually won't have to ask the question again, because I was just going to ask that. Okay, by the time you have gotten excited and all of those things, even when you want to move to the next stage and you're asking these questions, you are already excited. And in your head, you're beginning to make excuses for the person already, because your heart is in it. At that point, you're thinking, am I going to start again? No, nobody is perfect. You are saying all of these things to yourself, even when you're asking the questions. Mm-hmm. And in your own head, you're beginning to find answers to their shortfalls already, mm-hmm. and how you will deal with them. Mm-hmm. So I like the part about the fact that even before you start catching feelings, be serious. You should you should be serious. Daniela, can we have the questions?
But the reality is that you would catch the feelings before. That's the reality. You catch the feelings before.
Look at the time most young couples start counseling. Mm. They've been together. Yeah. They've started planning for marriage. Families have met. And now they come and see you, a counselor. And what are you supposed to do at that point? You know, even if you see red flags, what are you supposed to do? Tell them that you cannot get married because I've seen this and that and that.
You know, there was this time, I think a couple of weeks ago, I had this session with, you know, singles like that. Mm-hmm. And the same topic, I was asking, one of the things I said that right from the beginning, right, you should define the relationship.
Exactly.
Define it and let people understand. Look, that one, I believe in it. Mm-hmm. By the time you start realizing that, oh, we've said hi a couple of times, we're beginning to get fond of each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes one person should be able to ask, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, where is this leading?
Mm-hmm.
Understand from your perspectives that, okay, I mean, we want to see where it will go.
Mm-hmm.
So you both know that we want to see where it will go. It is not that you are in your room and you are very excited and think that you have found a boy. And then the boy is also not...
Sometimes, no one say you are not quite a premature ejaculation.
No, and not premature.
Because when you rush to, you might even kill it before it starts.
No, but you see...
You don't want to waste your time.
We're not talking about teenagers. Yeah. So. You're mm-hmm. talking about mature people. And in this space in which we are, where, and you see, feelings are things that, emotions and feelings are things that sometimes you're unable to control.
Mm.
So, and for people who are, for somebody who is ready to be married, I believe that you will have to be mature enough to be able to take control of your emotions.
Mm.
You don't go in.
They've taken you out 4 times. You've gone for dinners. You've
Nothing
gone for dates.
Gone,
and then you say, so what's up?
What's
and then
up?
They say, oh, I just like you. You like me how? Like, you need to know because you like me as you like 4 other women or as you like 4 other men that you're considering. Where do I stand with you? It's important that I know.
So that I know what we're doing.
Yes.
After, like you're saying, after about 4 times, I should be able to ask you that, hey, what's up? Are we? And it's not like I'm forcing myself on you, but I just want to know.
Say, so I can also weigh my options.
Exactly. So that if someone else is paying attention to me, do I pay attention to the person and things like that?
That much I agree. Uh-huh. That much I agree.
Put your cards on the table.
And let's know what we are doing. So that we do it maturely.
Exactly.
Not, you know,
come we can take things one step at a time.
Yeah, I'm not rushing you to go home. But now I know that, okay.
I'm trying to get to know you. That's fair.
And then you get to know me and then we move on. Okay, I have some questions here. Good morning, Adam and your team. My point is, in a case where you meet someone where both of you had rough relationships in the past, due to that, due to that, the relationship intended to work in a lovely way, the person is being so conscious about going out with you just because his past relationship, it developed something so much, spent a lot on the partner, so you have tend to be the one he's using strategy. Do you understand it?
So the person spent a lot of money and
on
resources on someone and their relationship failed.
So now that they are with you, they are being extremely careful.
Yes.
But that one,
we used to say this in school, the shabalistic of a boss is one press.
What does that mean?
Everybody, once you've been through a bad situation, you will take lessons from it.
Yeah.
In fact, if you don't learn, then you have a problem.
You're on high alert.
You know,
so
what we
it,
call
is,
the
it is natural to expect something like this.
So what does she do?
What do you do? You have to give the person the assurance that you are not the same person. And what I would normally tell that person is that don't make someone else pay for someone else's sin.
Mm. Then wait and heal before you start seeing someone else.
The rebound.
Yeah. wait and heal. Because sometimes you just have gone into a relationship to fill the gap. You're feeling lonely. That's why you are in a relationship.
Yes.
But every time you are with this person, you're thinking about what the other person did to you. And you can't be with them in the true sense of the word.
Believe you me, there will always be a rebound.
And then some people just come into your life to help you heal.
Yes.
But they are not necessarily the right people for you to go
into. That's what I'm saying, that there will always be a rebound. You know? Because immediately after that pain, something has to erase that pain for you to move on. So there will always be a rebound.
Oh, yes.
Adam, another mistake that we also sometimes make is the what I call the familiarity and proximity syndrome. Just because somebody, you know someone, you work with them, you go for lunch with them, you see them in the lunchroom every day, or you catch a ride with them every day, then all of a sudden you begin to feel this something feels right about this thing. But it's just the proximity that makes you... you feel so comfortable with them. Okay, sure.
Coffee, please finish, wrap up.
And you think that this is the right person for you. But truly, if you were to dig a little further and look deep down, you'd realize that you don't have anything in common other than the fact that you eat lunch together and ride in the same car every day. Phoebe's hand is up.
Yes, Phoebe. I'll take your voice and then we'll go.
I wanted to say that, you know, I'm so happy that you brought that up. The familiarity and the proximity, that's the issue with time. If you spend so much time with a person without putting, you mentioned boundaries, without putting those boundaries in place, and I believe those boundaries are established when you ask those hard questions and you have a full understanding of where the person is coming from and let them where you are also coming from. You don't waste your time. I don't want to spend 6 months of hanging out with you because just by issue of the proximity and familiarity factor, I'll start having feelings for you, whether I like it or not. So that can also be quite dangerous. So you really need to put out those barriers and be very clear about the direction that you're going from the get-go.
I don't
want to spend 1 year to find out it's not going to work out. There's no time.
Phoebe, I totally agree with you. Define the relationship. And I want to believe, I mean, that will be finally for me. I want to believe that if you're planning to marry, for which reason you're looking for a relationship, then you're mature enough to put in the work.
Exactly.
So if you're not mature and you start catching feelings like a 16-year-old girl, and then you are not able to think beyond the feelings, and when, Kobe, how did you say it? If it clear for your
eyes. Oh, clear for your eyes.
Then you will realize that you were with the wrong person.
Your eye will shine clear.
Just because you didn't do the work. This one says, I have come to the realization that after having conversations with